Here's another domestic story that also crosses borders. I'm talking about the teenager at the center of a fight in Texas over abortion rights. She's an undocumented immigrant who is only known as Jane Doe in court filings. The Trump administration had tried to block her from leaving the detention center she's being held in. That's because she wanted to have an abortion. And as a minor, she needed her parents' permission. But Jane Doe had crossed the border on her own, so it became an issue for the court to decide. On Tuesday, an appeals court ruled that she could have the procedure, and yesterday morning she got the abortion. Jasmine Garz is with our Across Women's Lives desk. Jasmine was reporting last month from the clinic where Jane Doe went to terminate her pregnancy. So tell us, first of all, about the case of Jane Doe. Remind us what her story is of coming to Texas.
Sure. So we do know that she's Central American. She's 17 years old, and she was detained while crossing the border. And she's being held at a detention facility in Brownsville, Texas. And when she was detained, she found out she was pregnant and asked for an abortion. I mean, this whole Jane Doe story is a hot potato. I mean, it really brings the intersection of immigration policy and reproductive rights policy. It's kind of a nightmare story. And meanwhile, the clock was ticking. She was 15 weeks pregnant, and Texas only allows abortions up to 20 weeks.
Really complicated case. I mean, many abortion clinics have shut down in Texas in recent years. And I'm just wondering, as this all unfolded, was it known where Jane Doe would be terminating her pregnancy if she were allowed to do so?
Yes, a large number of Texas clinics have indeed closed down. You know, Jane Doe is detained in Brownsville, Texas, right by the border. And in that whole region, there is only one clinic nearby that provides abortions, which is about an hour away. And this clinic is the only clinic in the Rio Grande Valley. I mean, the next clinic you would have to go to would be in San Antonio. And, you know, heading south, it's the only clinic up until Mexico City. So I called up a group of volunteers who I met last month in Texas, in McAllen, when I was reporting on that very clinic. And they told me that, indeed, she was at the clinic yesterday morning. And this whole time, they were kind of bracing for the protesters, the media. One volunteer, her name is Mimi Martinez, said she felt very frustrated at the whole back and forth, and they were waiting and waiting to see if this young woman would be allowed out of the detention facility and into the clinic.
Even though I may not even approve of you being here, and I may not approve of you having a child within the United States, I feel like you need to keep this child. Yet I'm not going to provide any services, and I'm going to want to actually probably send you back to your home country where you're obviously running from something. Otherwise, why would you be here?
And Marco, what she's obviously referring to is what she sees as a very hypocritical stance. A lot of the anti-abortion people who were very vocally opposed to this young woman getting an abortion also take the stance against immigration.
Who was it exactly that was stopping Jane Doe from getting an abortion?
You know, in March of this year, the Office of Refugee Resettlement, which is also known as ORR, announced that federally funded shelters are barred from taking any action that facilitates abortion for unaccompanied minors without the direction or approval of Director Scott Lloyd, who has an anti-abortion stance. It's quite public. And Jane Doe herself said that she was forced to obtain counseling from a religiously affiliated crisis pregnancy center, and she was forced to look at the sonogram.
So Jane Doe did terminate her pregnancy yesterday. What happened?
The volunteers told me that she came in very early. There weren't protesters, and she left holding on to one of her chaperone's arms. It is a procedure that requires anesthesia, so patients come out woozy. You know, Marco, this is a case that has divided not just Texas, but the entire country. For the pro-choice movement, the fact that Jane Doe was able to go there is a victory. And for the pro-life sector, it's a huge blow. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton expressed his profound disappointment at the court's decision to allow Jane Doe to have an abortion. He said, quote, "Today's loss of innocent human life is tragic, and it may have been avoidable."
Jasmine Garz with our Across Women's Lives desk, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. A pleasure.